From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. It's Tuesday, January 28th. Coming up, we'll learn how some Illinois colleges and universities are able to offer full tuition scholarships. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The amount of American crop, pasture, and forest land owned by foreign investors continued to increase in 2023. That's according to analysis by the American Farm Bureau Federation. IPM's Jim Meadows reports.
The Farm Bureau says foreign citizens and companies now own 3.6% of American ag land. Investors from China and other countries deemed adversarial make up 0.03%. That's not much, says University of Illinois agricultural land economist Bruce Sherrick. He thinks concerns about foreign ownership are overblown.
Impact in food supply is always a sensitive political issue, but again, the fractions are so incredibly tiny in the U.S., that hard to find where the coverage is proportional to the potential impact.
Sherrick says one area of legitimate concern is whether foreign-owned land is located near a government or other sensitive property. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Experts at the University of Illinois are exploring new agricultural technologies to policymakers that could streamline work for farmers to local Democrat representatives. IPM's May Antar has more from a showcase for policymakers and press yesterday.
Artificial intelligence researchers are developing tools that they say can cut costs. They're working with the U of I to make machines that can plant and weed crops to reduce labor needs. Illinois Congresswoman for the 13th District, Nikki Budzinski, saw a prototype demonstration on campus. She says research like this is important.
Immigrant labor is used primarily to actually farm. I know I visited horseradish farms down in Collinsville, and sometimes we have labor shortages. And so I think with labor shortages, with a changing economy, I think always making sure that we're innovating is important.
The new tools include an autonomous machine for data collection and establishing cover crops that improve the health of soil. May Antar, IPM News.
The average price for a dozen eggs has soared to over $4 in recent weeks. Harvest Public Media's Skylar Rossi reports that the bird flu is a big reason why.
More than 13 million egg-laying hens died last month because of bird flu, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's the most of any month last year. The losses are a big factor in higher egg prices, says Jada Thompson, a poultry economist at the University of Arkansas.
One of the hard parts is there's this regional concentration of production. And so when a disease is going through and hitting farms in that area, it's going to affect multiple farms, and that's going to affect the supply of eggs. And that supply then will affect our prices.
Thompson says egg prices will likely fall as bird flu cases drop and the egg supply recovers. But more outbreaks of the virus could push prices back up. I'm Skylar Rossi, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. Still to come, we'll learn how some Illinois colleges and universities are able to offer full tuition scholarships. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny with a high of 46 degrees and a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 30 degrees, west wind 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 44 degrees, a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 27 degrees, a west wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, cloudy with a chance of rain late in the day and a high of 47 degrees and a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, cannabis has been legal in Illinois for 5 years, but there's grown up a shadow market for intoxicating products made from hemp. Governor J.B. Pritzker and a group of Illinois legislators have been trying and failing to regulate it. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll dive into the debate next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda.
More and more Illinois colleges and universities are offering full tuition scholarships. The Husky Pledge, the Rockford Promise, the Illinois Commitment, everyone's got one now. But as nice as zero tuition sounds, how do they work? Peter Medlin reports.
Saida Bairami is a junior at Dixon High School who spends a lot of time volunteering. She helps out at Little League games, food drives, and she's even shucked some corn.
One time that was kind of special to me, I went out to this church and we were cooking and putting together a meal to give away later. And it was just a little bit of a small group. And it was just so nice being able to sit there and do things knowing I'm helping other people out.
She says it's helped her to get to know her community, and it's also helped her earn a full tuition scholarship at Sauk Valley Community College through their Impact program. Students in Sauk Valley's district, like Bairami, sign up before their freshman year of high school. And unlike many zero tuition scholarships, there's no GPA or income requirement, but they do have to complete 25 hours of community service every year. Lori Cortez with Sauk says the Impact program launched in 2021, so the first big cohort of students will arrive at the college this summer.
We are projecting a 20% increase in enrollment because of the Impact program.
And aside from its impact on Sauk Valley, Cortez says students like Bairami have made a massive impact on the area. Since launch, students have logged over 58,000 hours of community service across 240 nonprofits.
We've had several nonprofits tell us that their nonprofit services would have been closed if it wasn't for the Impact program.
But how does Sauk Valley pay for the program? Well, Cortez says it's all local fundraising, from small family donations to an anonymous $1 million donor. Other zero tuition scholarships in Northern Illinois look very different. At Northern Illinois University, they first launched Husky Pledge back in 2019, and they funded it through a new state grant called Aim High. Husky Pledge does have GPA and family income thresholds, but NIU Sol Jensen says some of that criteria has changed quite a bit since the program started.
The income was at $75,000. Now we're up to $115,000 of a family income.
He says they could increase that income requirement because the state increased Aim High allocations. Now, these scholarships can reach middle-income students too, but it's not just public colleges and universities either. Now, North Central College, a small private university in Naperville, has a new Cardinal Pledge program. Its tagline, tuition-free, debt-free, stress-free, not too good to be true. Aggie Haney with North Central says that came from conversations with students.
They felt like it's a catch, right? It's a bait and switch of some sort. Like there's something to it. It can't be true. It's too good to be true.
She says the college did increase merit scholarship funds to help pay for it. And to meet the criteria, students must qualify for the federal Pell Grant and the state MAP Grant. Rockford Promise is yet another zero tuition scholarship, but this one is regional. As you could probably guess, it's solely for Rockford students. But Aurora Schnorr with Rockford Promise says scholarships aren't just limited to one school.
Regular graduating seniors have Rockford University, NIU, and then RVC. And then we have a transfer option that's launching this year for St. Anthony College of Nursing.
When Rockford Promise started giving out full tuition awards back in 2016, they handed out 5. Schnorr says they've grown a lot since then.
Just under 500 for how many are in school with us right now. And then I think we're at about 170 graduated.
The program operates on a variety of funding sources, from local fundraising to support from the city of Rockford. They were able to expand Rockford University scholarships this year thanks to a partnership with the city using revenue from the new Hard Rock Casino. So, do these programs save students money? Yes, they all include at least some new scholarship funding, but how much will it save them? Well, that depends on the pledge, promise, or commitment they're being made. I'm Peter Medlin.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, May Antad, Scala Rossi, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.